Let's open with hymn number 462. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he does, for we obeyed not his voice. Give glory to thy name, O Lord, and deal with us according to the multitude of thy mercies. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank thee that of thy great mercy thou hast called us by thy holy word to the blessed marriage feast of thy Son, and through him dost forgive all our sins. But being daily beset by temptations, offense, and danger, and being weak in ourselves and given to sin, we beseech thee graciously to protect us by thy Holy Spirit, that we fall not. And if we fall and defile our wedding garment, with which thy Son hath clothed us, graciously help us again and lead us to repentance, that we fall not forever. Preserve us in a constant faith in thy grace through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end. The Old Testament lesson for this 20th Sunday after Trinity is found in the second chapter of Proverbs. Desire, gluttony, and fornication were the notorious vices of idolaters. A Christian rightly refused to partake in such things, but some of them went even further, too far. If the pagans made burnt offerings and gorged themselves on meat offered to idols, then a holy person surely should not eat meat at all, but only vegetables. The same can happen with any number of sins. In seeking to avoid drunkenness, a Christian might decide that all alcohol is forbidden. In seeking to avoid fornication, another may decide that lifelong virginity is a more holy way to live. in recognizing the evil and destructive behavior which gambling often brings, a Christian may decide any and all wagers are evil. One may, in weakness, make personal choices in his life because he thinks these things are wrong in themselves. Why should such a person be called weak? Isn't that a harsh judgment? Because he's not living fully in his Christian freedom, but is binding himself to rules which God never made. But isn't the person trying to do the right thing? Well, certainly. If he were not trying to do the good and holy thing, there would be a far more serious problem. It would not just be a matter of him being weak in the faith. He would be in danger of falling from the faith entirely. But in trying to do good, he's come to consider innocent behavior as offensive. Now, a person may choose to do many of these things or not do them for other reasons entirely. He may choose a specific diet for health reasons. He may adopt certain spiritual practices because they help him to remember to repent of his sins and to give attention to the Word of God and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. And such practices then do not mean that a person is weak in the faith. But how should we deal with one who is weak in the faith? Paul says, receive them, but not to disputes over doubtful things. The word doubtful things here means conflicting opinions. We do not turn away someone from joining our congregation because we have conflicting opinions about diet and customs and habits, even if we hold these opinions ever so dear. Receive them, Paul says. And don't do it just so that you can argue with them in the hopes of changing their choices, even if they attribute a false piety to them. And why not? Because even if they hold their opinion because of the weakness of their faith, there is no other place that they can learn better and become strong than in the assembly of God's people where he proclaims his word. Also, we do not bring them in just to argue with them because those kind of arguments are useless. A strong faith is one that believes the gospel and applies it to every part of life. A weak faith can only be made strong by the grace of God in Christ Jesus, by the preaching of the liberty with which Christ has made us free from endless human rules, regulations, and lists. Now, it's important to add a word here, just in case somebody thinks that all this means that we should never judge one another's conduct or convict one another of sin or of false doctrine. Paul is not even talking about such things. He is speaking of external matters, food and drink, the observance of days, or anything that you might do in your life that it is not in itself sin. It is not a sin to eat meat. It is not a sin to work on Saturday. It is not a sin to dance and sing and play music. It is not a sin to drink wine or smoke or chew gum. Anything can become a sin. You can drink to excess and become a drunkard. You can become a glutton. You can dance provocatively and lewdly. You can gamble away all your family's livelihood in games of chance. All of these are evil and sinful. But they are also abuses of things that God has made good. Yes, all of these things are taking what God has made good and using it for evil. God has given you meat and vegetables and the days of the week. He has given you wine and chewing gum and playing cards. He has given you tobacco and musical instruments and voices with which to sing. Yes, he has even given you football. All of these things are good when they are not used to commit sin. You can use them all to the glory of God, even if they are ever so ordinary and mundane. If they're done in faith, they are not only not sin, but they are good. Listen again to our lesson and see the point that Paul is making. He says, one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. We can enjoy the good gifts which God gives us in thanksgiving, whatever our opinions may be. If we regard one day as more holy, then we thank God for that day. If we do not regard it as holy, we thank God for every day alike. If you deny yourself certain foods, then do so in thanksgiving to God. But if you eat all foods equally, then thank God for all of it. For why should we allow a dispute with a Christian brother about food and drink or any other similar custom and practice to turn into sinful strife? Therefore, if you are strong, do not criticize the weak brother or think less of them. Bear with them in their weakness and stop trying to fix their deficiency, because that's God's job. His word is sufficient for them, and only He can give them strength. And likewise, if you are inclined to judge the behavior of a Christian brother in his food and drink, habits and observances, just because he makes choices that you would not or cannot, then just remember this: that brother or sister in Christ is not your house servant. You are not in authority over them to be passing rules and judgments over anything which God has left free in His Word. Indeed, you are all brethren under one Lord Jesus Christ, and have the same Lord Jesus who raised you up from sin and death, and He also raised up your brother. Do you not both stand together and confess the same faith in the creed? Do you not both come and partake of the same body and blood of Christ Jesus at the same table? When the pastor forgives your sins, does he not also forgive the sins of your brother in Jesus' name? Well then, let these things be, and remember the things of first importance, that whatever you do, however you live in your Christian liberty, you live and die unto the Lord Jesus. You are not the master of one another. Jesus is your master. And you are not the savior of one another. Jesus is your savior. Where there is sin, where God's word is clearly spoken, then indeed go to your brother and tell him his fault, so that you may save his soul from death. But in everything else, live together in patience and love, bearing one another's weakness, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For are you not also weak? Indeed, you are all weak and poor. For if not in one thing, then in another. Yet Christ Jesus has made you rich and strong, and He daily and richly forgives your sins and grants you your daily bread. God grant that you receive all of His gifts with thanksgiving, and join together with your brethren in praise of Him who has redeemed you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who shows mercy with thy servants that walk before thee in true faith, open thine eyes toward this house where thy name dwells, and hear the prayer of thy people. Enlighten our minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may hear thy word in reverence and gratitude. As it instructs us in thy glorious work of creation, thy merciful providence in governing this world, and in thine infinite mercy in the gift of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation, grant that we may believe it with all our hearts and give it free course in our lives. To that end, may we see in the mirror of thy law our true nature, and confess our sinfulness, and repent of our iniquity, and may thy gospel confirm us in the promise of everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Clothe us with thine armor, that we may resist the treacherous ways and temptations of Satan, of the world, and the stubborn weakness of our own flesh. Deliver us from evil, such evil, and preserve us for the eternal kingdom of Christ our Lord. Grant us hearts which continually seek thy mercy and help in all our needs, and in the needs of our fellow man, making our requests known unto thee in prayer. Protect us from all peril by storm or fire, from plague and famine, from war and rebellion, from luxury and ease, from ignorance and superstition, from painful and sudden death, and from an evil end. And although we have broken thy commandments and deserve thy correction, grant us thy grace and peace that we might yet praise thee and glorify thy name for the great salvation which thou hast granted unto us. Prosper thy church, that she may ever confess the truths of thy word, and that she may serve her fellow man in love by declaring unto them the word which is able to grant new life to their souls. Raise up ministers and missionaries who will honor their calling by a godly life, seek the lost with uncommon zeal, and feed thy flock with the bread of heaven. Give patience and comfort to thy church militant, especially to those whose blood is shed because they confess the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Give to them the comfort of thine eternal peace, that they may know that even in the midst of their persecutions they are kept by thy power. Sanctify their suffering by reminding them of the greater suffering of thy Son, who shed his blood that they might have life, and by the witness of the martyrs turn the hearts of their persecutors unto thee. Bless, we pray thee, our own land. Endow our governors and legislators with understanding and integrity, that they may serve according to thy good pleasure. Give thy favor to industry and agriculture, that they may provide for our use the wholesome fruits of their crafts. Grant that in every occupation we might remember that when we labor, we are laboring unto thee. And especially on this day, we ask thy blessing and help, O Lord, to Andrew and Leah Price, whose coming child needs thy help. We know, O Lord, that thou hast called unto us to bring the little children unto thee, and bidden us to and bring them into thy kingdom in the holy waters of baptism. For as thou hast bidden us, thou hast also said that their holy angels do always behold the face of their Father who is in heaven. Therefore we ask, O Lord, thy blessing upon this child who is yet in the womb, that he may be brought to full term, and that he may be healthy and whole, that thou might bring him into thine eternal kingdom by baptism. And if it be thy will otherwise, that he shall not survive the travails of birth, that thou wilt receive him nevertheless, O Lord, according to thy good pleasure. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, thine only begotten Son, who by his most bitter suffering and death and by his most glorious resurrection has given unto us the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Amen. We sing hymn number 477. Thank you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body
of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Oh,
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same, in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
We sing hymn 52.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
One announcement still this month is our 5th anniversary.